bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's raining outside. Like, who told it to rain? I told people it was going to rain, and they told me I was wrong. And everybody keeps telling me, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. It's not going to rain. I'm like, okay. And sure enough, it's raining outside, so I don't know. It's going to rain. It's going to keep raining. And I looked at it. Now, yesterday I read for today and they said, oh, it'll be partly cloudy. Really? I have no idea the difference between partly cloudy and partly sunny. Does partly sunny mean the sun is out or it's more cloudy than sun? Or does partly sunny mean more like more cloud than sun? Like, I don't know. I have no idea, which is probably why I am not a meteorologist. There is no way that I could get paid that much money to be right 50% of the time. That's the biggest scam in the world. Almost close to being a physician and almost close to being a lawyer. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I see Quanda made it to the talking text line. She was first. She was first up, y'all. Hey, who else here? Not really a city girl. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? So I got a question, and I want to talk to you about two things that are subtly different, but I think they're pretty powerful. And I talked about it in an ethics class the other night, and I want to run it by you. So in everyday conversation, kindness and being nice are kind of thought of being the same thing. And immediately when I say it, everybody goes, oh, yeah, they're the same. Yet the difference between the two, I think, reveals the truth about your authenticity, your integrity. Being nice is, it's like maintaining an effort, you know, maintaining comfort. All right, so everybody's upset, so I got to be nice. I think being kind or showing kindness about, it's about doing what's right. And so I thought about the two. I even thought about myself. Am I nice or am I kind? Well, in some instances, I'm kind. In other instances, I'm nice. A nice person focuses on pleasing others and avoiding conflict. This generation today is nice. I don't see a lot of kindness, but I see nice. They may say, you know, what somebody wants to hear or help. Always appear agreeable, even when they don't really feel it. Niceness is external. It's motivated. It's driven by a desire to want approval or people to accept you as being polite. But it can also be pretty passive, especially when truth or accountability might make somebody uncomfortable. Telling somebody, excuse me, yeah, that sweater you're wearing, yeah, it makes you look fat. Don't wear that. That orange puffy coat you're wearing, it makes you look like a pumpkin. Kindness, on the other hand, comes from compassion, but it also takes courage. A kind person acts out of genuine concern. Hey, you're a little overweight. You're a little thin, and I'm concerned about that. Even when it's inconvenient, even when it's uncomfortable, even when people say, I can't believe you said that. I know. You expected me to be nice. I'm trying to be kind because I need you to understand the importance of this. But you can tell the truth with grace. You can set some healthy boundaries and still choose empathy over judgment. You can be nice and be judgmental at the same time. So how do I look in this? Oh, you look fine. That's being nice. When actually you look like a fool. Kindness doesn't always look gentle. Sometimes it means saying that word, that's a complete sentence. No. It means offering honest feedback. It means confronting difficulties, confronting realities, because if you care about the person, you'll actually do it. People that are nice, that's like surface, right? It keeps up appearances. I think kindness actually builds trust so that you know that a person is going to be honest with you. Niceness is a reaction. You tend to react. You know, well, let me see. If I say that it looks bad, that person's going to get mad. Therefore, I'm going to say it looks okay. But you also have to be proactive. You got to have values. You got to have a purpose. You can't just, when you're being kind, you're being thoughtful where you're telling someone something that's important. If you're nice, you're seeking to be liked. If you're kind, you're seeking to do what's loving and what's just and what a person needs to hear. And so in the world that we live in right now, that rewards appearances and how you look and whether you're cute or whether you're thin, kindness is about depth. It's about empathy. I feel for you, but it's the truth. It's when the person passes away in your family and you need to let that person know that, yes, they passed away, but life is still going on. Theirs isn't, but yours is. Not about performance. Hey, I'm here to support you. Somebody passed away and I showed up. I checked the box. Everything's cool. To be kind is to love somebody with integrity, being truthful. But you still have to be compassionate. You still have to be respectful, even when nobody's watching. Most people are nice when people are watching, and they try to be kind when nobody's watching. Nice people get applause. Oh, that was a thoughtful thing to say. It's like when you ask somebody a question as a talk show host, and the person repeats back to you, good question. They're being nice, but it's a good question because you asked. So what are you saying? Good question. I hate when people say that. But kindness earns respect. What I'm really trying to say is being nice pleases people. being kind improves them. And that difference, the one personal strength you should always have, character.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. What's up, Mal? Finally, mate. Thank you for speaking to me first, Mal. Hey, what's going on, Curly Q? Hey. Let me see. Matthew, depending on what it is, it can come across as being blank blank. Yeah, that's true. Being nice versus being kind. But you and I both know that. You can tell when somebody's just being nice. Oh, your hair looks really nice. It's like when they first notice it and it looks weird, and then you catch them looking at you like, what? Oh, yeah. I see you changed your hair. Or they say, what's different about you? I tell you. Did you see the talking text line? Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Wow. 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 Dr. Ken, two things can be true at the same time, right? A person can be nice and caring at once. No, absolutely not. Even when you respond to people, you say, oh, that's nice. Do you really mean that? Or are you just coming up with something to say because you don't really want to say how you really feel? That's all I'm saying. But I feel what you're saying. I can speak to you nicely and also show acts of kindness when the circumstances are right. See, those are two different things, though. Those are two different instances. You can't be nice and kind at the same time. Because if you're kind, you tell the truth. If you're nice, you just kind of go with the moment. I'm just saying. She said, that's possible, isn't it?
No.
But that's just me. If you feel that is different, it's great. Matthew's still stuck on the Brewers. He said, go Blue Jays. L.A. Dodgers are the evil empire. Dude, L.A. gonna win another World Series, dude. They are on fire. I don't know why you tripping or why you think you... Anyway. Brother Brad said, good evening, Dr. Ken. Interesting topics, nice versus kindness. We are nice or are we kind to our coworkers? How about you? I think some of my coworkers I'm kind to. Others I'm nice to. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into a relationship or get to know them at all. I'm nice. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, you got the door. Thank you. That's it. You ain't getting nothing else.
Bruh.
That's it. Nothing. Zip. Nada. Because, I mean, let me be honest. I'm at an age now where I choose whether or not I'm going to make friends, just like other people do. And if I don't want to make friends, I'm like, hey, let's get together. Watch this. You ready? So then I'd be nice. Oh, okay, yeah, let me know. Send me some dates. You ain't going to even answer your phone or your text. Now, I'm kind. You know what I'm going to say? No, I don't think so. That's okay. I'm good. Oh, you don't want to connect? No. So then if you get mad, that's on you. Hey, by the way, this is for Kwanda because I know she was screaming and hollering at me yesterday about, you know, I play everything over the top, right? So Thursday Black Book Club, we are going to be looking at the book 1,000 Ways to Die by Tremaine Lee. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, wrote a great book. He is a phenomenal guy, younger dude too, and I think you will find it great.
There used to be a TV show on Spike TV.
I don't know if it used to be a TV show. They just had one that has the same name, but I don't think they're like synonymous. Because this book is about shootings in the black community. Was that show on Spike TV about black people getting shot?
I mean, I'm sure there was a couple of black people that got shot.
Oh, my goodness. So that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be looking at. And so I want to give you a hit and a hint. 1,000 Ways to Die, Trymaine Lee, T-R-Y-M-A-I-N-E. Spelled like Trymaine, last name Lee, L-E-E. My suggestion to you, you could either order the book. You might get it by, if you order the book, you can't get it by tomorrow. I would say just download it on Audible. That's what I do. And then listen to the book. It's a powerful book. I think it will give you an overview of a journalist who specialized, you ready? In documenting violence in the black community. It's got personal history. It's got investigative journalism. He tells about what happened to him at age 38 when he had a heart attack. Like an actual heart attack and a metaphorical heart attack. And it gave him an understanding of trauma and vulnerability and repercussions from violence. There is nothing like being sick, and there's nothing you can do. Don't be coming in here interrupting my show, Andrew. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I got to treat you like everybody else, right? Got to make you feel at home, bro. Yeah, you are. But we don't do that around here. If you ain't got the skills, boop. But anyway, I digress. This is a powerful book. He talks about his family's history. He talks about his uncle that got murdered. He talks about, you know, Jim Crow Georgia and when you're doing all that and during the migration and trying to roll up out of there and how simple events would happen and then all of a sudden somebody would get shot. But what it really does is talks about the history of gun violence in the black community, dating all the way back to the transatlantic slave trade and how people were shot and firearms and all that. He does go into some things that I disagree with, right? Because you don't know a person's heart. It's difficult to tell whether they're racist or are they responding to the instance that's in front of them. But that's just me. A lot of people disagree with that. We talk about systemic racism. I blame the people in the system. If you look at the Constitution is great till people start interpreting it the way they want it to be. Then it can cause a problem. He talks about going to Chicago, New Orleans, Massachusetts. He talks about institutional racism, economic disinvestment, all those things that happen to bring communities down. And so historically, when you look at it from a justice lens, the reason why communities like Milwaukee are so full of crime when they are is by virtue of the fact of education level, income, and family structure. And if you fix those three things, crime virtually disappears. You're going to always have some level of crime. You're going to have some knucklehead doing something. But in the end, that's what it literally comes down to. And so what he does is he looks at trauma as how you physically deal with it and how you live in an environment that's traumatic. You can look at how it hits you physically, your health, your family, how it destroys it. There's a poignant part of his book where we're going to talk about, and it's the chapter that struck me more than any of the other ones, and it was chapter 3, and it talked about someone he knew and what one bullet costs, what one bullet could cost the family, and you don't die. So if you're standing there, and you get shot in the leg. And if it's in the thigh, it might nick your artery. So that's a different kind of way the doctor's going to treat you. right? You get shot in the abdomen, you get shot in the chest, and it's not in your heart, and your lungs aren't damaged that much, they patch you up. But if you get shot in the leg, and this is just me, I'm not a medical doctor, but if you get shot in the leg, that artery can break off and you can bleed internally and nobody ever know. You look fine, you look normal until you're not. So we got to go in and dig out the bullet. You guess you got to do it with all of them. You dig out the bullet and do all those things. That the cost of getting shot and not dying and not having any lasting physical injuries is a cost that most families can't even afford. Because if you're poor and your family structure isn't secure, and when I say secure, I mean just somebody got a job with some insurance, you're going to end up paying a pretty penny. So if you can imagine that and living and getting shot multiple times and being incapacitated for the rest of your life, that's a whole other level. Whole other level. And so I think you'll find this book captivating. I think you'll find it generating questions and giving you evidence that answers some of the questions we've always had. I think it's a significant book. I think it's important that we read it so that we understand violence in a way so that it doesn't isolate the ideas we have and the fallacies we have and the things we think causes violence, especially gun violence. But then how are we going to change it? We got Black history, we got public health, we got trauma, we got all these things that just keep coming into the community. And changing policies won't help. We're some of the most resilient people in the world, not because we could, but because we had to. But there's nothing in the world that teaches you grit. We have measures we can use to say, well, that person has grit. But then how do you measure that? How do you say? How do you give people grit? Well, you can't if it's not internal. In the end, we have to figure out what we're seeking when we save Black people. Because out of the multiple ways to die, out of the thousand ways to die, the majority of us keep dying from the bullet.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $295 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense play by Pella Windows stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Matthew said L.A. Dodgers got the payroll of a small country. We praying for their downfall. I'm not. I want the Dodgers to win. Not really a city girl. Said, Dr. Ken, wouldn't you show acts of kindness to the coworkers that are nice to you if needed? See, you keep conflating those two, and I separate those two. I'm nice to people that are nice to me. I'm kind when I need to be, when I see that you need it. But if you've moved to the nice zone, y'all, girls know what they're talking about. When you move that guy to the friend zone, you're nice to him. You don't show any kindness. Come on. Come on. LT said being kind is not telling someone how big their nose is. Being nice is telling someone their fly is open. Nah, I disagree. Nah, I think being kind is actually telling them because you're being authentic, straightforward, honest, and you're saying, hey, dude, yeah, you, even though it's uncomfortable, people tell you, hey, because I don't want you going around looking silly. Marty said, can you restate the name of the book you're discussing? We are going to be looking at the book on Thursday, 1,000 Ways to Die, Tremaine Lee. TRYMAINELEE is the last name. 1,000 Ways to Die. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Going once? Going twice? So, I don't know if I should dive into this, but we'll see how it works because we had some people from January 6th that got pardoned. One of them said they was going to kill Hakeem Jeffries. Well, you know, they said they was going to do some crazy stuff. You know how people get. So then my question is, rumor has it President Trump is going to commute Diddy's sentence. You know what commutation is, right? Time served. He'll still be a convicted felon. But he might get out of jail. My question to you is, should the president pardon him? Based on what you know he did, based on what you know he put out there, should the president pardon him? I don't know. 833-212-1017 is the number. At the top of October, this is from theroot.com, Sean Diddy Combs finally learned his legal fate, federal sex trafficking trial. Now, this is a guy. Is this one of the guys that said you shouldn't vote for Trump? I don't know. But President Trump might have the power to change his life. Or does he? That's the word going around. They got a new report from TMZ that said, you know, he was sentenced to 50 months in prison, ordered to pay $500,000 fine. Which is like him asking me, hey, bruh, can I get $5? Because, you know, he's like a millionaire. The Bad Boy Records founder has been held at Metropolitan Detention Center, MDC, in Brooklyn, New York, which is not a nice place, since 2024 in September. But, he might get a pardon. Rumor has it Trump is vacillating on whether or not he should. If you can let Santos out, weirdo dude that he is Diddy a far cry from that? I don't know. He's kind of in a mood to commute people, right? Just, hey, what you doing? Oh no, let's come out. Let's, you know, just letting people off. Hey, what's up? I let you off. Somebody walk in, hey, I let you off. What's old girl's name that used to be? Nah, that's okay. Let me be quick because I was about to say something that would have definitely got me in trouble with every single woman listening. Needless to say, we know that Trump is susceptible to hips. So all you got to do is walk in his office and go, Mr. President, can you? Okay. So Diddy need to be sending one of his honeys up in there.
Like, excuse me, Mr. President.
Can you help out Diddy, please? Please? The White House denied today that Trump was looking into commuting Diddy's sentence, noting that there was no truth to the report and that the president will ultimately make the final decision. So, what? He not going to do it, but if he do it, He'll make the decision. Was that a committal, non-committal, or was that a non-committal, committal? Like, I'm not really understanding what that is. George Santos got 87 months in prison, and he let him walk. after all the nonsense he did. Wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, stealing from people, all that. Using people's credit cards, ran up $11,000. Should he get off? If you can let the January 6th people off, you can let Diddy off. What Diddy did didn't violate the Constitution. Only the constitutional rights of the people he did it to. January 6th, they was trying to overthrow the government. Them fools. But yet, here we are. Back with these knuckleheads. 833-212-1017 is the number. I guess I should go ahead and just take an official look at the weather. I'm almost afraid to click, like, what is going to say. It's 45 degrees outside, showers in the area. The low tonight is 43, so it's probably going to be like it is. But humidity is at 83%. When the humidity is high, that means there's water in the air. And if there's water in the air, that means you're going to get rain. So there's rain around here. There's rain north to us. It'll probably hit us again before the evening. But they say the rain's not going to end until about 6:30 or so. And so we got to be careful to make sure we dress for it. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I take a break, let me see what folks are saying in the talking text line. And so if you're in the chat, I got a question. Should Trump pardon Diddy? Yes or no? Yes or no? Should he? And after the break, I'll tell you what I think. I will actually tell you what I think. Bill said, can you ask an easier question to answer? Of course he should not be pardoned, nor his sentence commuted. Why? We've let people off for worse things. Didn't Roman Polanski get off and he was sleeping with little girls, 13-year-olds? But yet, Diddy did what he did with adults who knew it. Got paid. They got paid. He got paid. Everybody got paid. So I'm not necessarily, first of all, I think what he did was disgusting. And I don't think he should be forgiven for it, but I don't think we should forget. That's just me. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly whether or not I think he should be pardoned. Want to remind you, the 24th annual A Novel event is coming. Sharp Literacy's yearly fundraiser will happen on October 28th from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Baird Center. Green Bay Packers all-time leading receiver and Super Bowl champion Donald Driver will be the featured guest and keynote speaker. Funds raised at A Novel event will support the delivery of Sharp's STEAM-based education programs to thousands of K-3 through 5th grade students and educators across Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Racine. For tickets, visit sharpliteracy.org. That's sharpliteracy.org.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. YouTube chat says Glock is discontinuing a lot of its models to replace with the Glock V, which can't be modified with a switch. Good. EVC say, yes, Puffy should be pardoned. He shouldn't have went to jail in the first place, especially if the rest of the people in the case didn't go to jail. Then Sincere say, why not free him? Puffy talked very disrespectful about Trump. So because of that, he might not get a pardon. Yeah, but you know Puffy going to say he like Trump. And you know, if you say you like Trump, then he your boy. And then he'll do what he do. Matthew said, just because you freed some bad people doesn't mean you should continue to free other bad people. EVC say Roman Polanski didn't get off. He left the country. Yeah, but he eventually got pardoned. But anyway, I do believe. Miles said, if Diddy wants to be pardoned, he better get to copy the other guy's letter format and write the letter to the president. That's what George Santos did. Mr. President, I just wanted to write you to kiss your ring. Can I kiss your ring? You are a great president. Thank you for supporting me. Matthew said, I hate the line of thinking that, well, this person got away with it, therefore this person should get away with the same thing. That's not the line. That's not it at all. Now, EVC said Puffy is in jail for some junk he did. And I'm like, no. It was proven he did what he did. He's in jail for trafficking and abuse, and he did it. He actually did it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Should Trump pardon Diddy? Well, we put a poll in the YouTube chat. And if you want to, you know, all you got to do is go to YouTube and watch us. You can watch and stream us at 1017thetruth.com as well. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell and you won't miss anything live like this today. But think about it. The poll now sits at 50-50. Half the people answering the poll say, yes, Trump should pardon Diddy. Half the people say no. EVC say Roman Polanski is still a fugitive. Can you give me your source for that? Because I know you Googled it. Hit a brother up. And so at some point, I don't know what we should do, but it's 50-50. Me personally, based on the other people that got off, based on the way that the system works and the people in the system work and think and act, Diddy should get off. You've let people off for worse. You've let people off that have destroyed other people's lives. I haven't seen any other people in here whose lives were destroyed to the point where they don't have some type of notoriety. Notoriety, and they're not going to eventually make some money off of it. Because none of them was convicted of anything. Matter of fact, the people that helped him do it and profited from it got off, were never charged because they just wanted him. So they could say, look what I did. I got Diddy. I don't like the line of thinking either. I'm just looking for consistency and I'm looking for equity. I don't think that's too much to ask. I don't know. Sherry said, didn't Trump pardon ASAP Rocky? Did he? Well, let's go to Google and find out. Let's see. No, he did not pardon him, as a pardon is not applicable to Swedish assault case because the incident occurred in Sweden. Trump helped secure his release from jail through diplomatic pressure, including phone calls to the Swedish prime minister. The intervention came after a high-profile public campaign, which included Kim Kardashian and Kanye West and Trump's statements. So no pardon was possible. His intervention was diplomatic, but it led to his release. So I guess he's a convicted felon in Sweden. But he wasn't pardoned. He still bit the bullet. Matthew said Diddy was a ringleader. Of course he was. Of course he was. Thank you, EVC. Appreciate that. CNN, The Hollywood Reporter, NPR. You only got one real source here, The Hollywood Reporter. Yeah. If you had said Fox News, TMZ, I would have been like, nope. Nope. Anyway, I'm kind of hard on journalists. Well, make-believe journalists. Anyway. But I get it. And it's still at 50-50. Matthew said, I can't support you freeing a bad person because you freed this other bad person or people. But then what do we do? Why watch this? EVC and Matthew put in the YouTube chat that you actually agree with that. Just say yes. You agree with what was just said. Yes. That I cannot support you freeing a bad person because you freed this other bad person. Say yes. If you agree with that, say yes. Matthew said yes. So if that's the case, I don't ever want to hear you ever say there's a disparity in sentencing or a disparity in prison or mass incarceration. You cannot say that then. Everybody gets treated the same. So there's no mass incarceration. There's no sentencing disparities. From what I hear you saying, that you cannot support freeing a bad person because you freed this other bad person, I'm hearing that no bad people should get freed. So if you get convicted, you go to jail or you go to prison. That's it. And if that's the case, there's no disparity. EVC said, that's why I said nothing. Because you knew where it was going. You can't talk out of both sides of your face. You can't say in this instance, lock them up. And then in this instance, there's a disparity. No. You can't say white people racist and then you do something racist and then it's okay. Hey, I want a group, but I need the group to only be black people. And then a white person comes up and says, hey, I need a group and I only want the group to be Italian people and white. Oh my God, it's racist. No, it's not. You can't have it both ways. Matthew said that's a different conversation. No, it is not. Diddy is a convicted felon. So what exactly are we saying? That when it comes to black people, depending on who the black person is, if you're a celebrity, you should go to jail? And if you're not a celebrity, you shouldn't? Consistency. But watch this. If you would actually register to vote, and make yourself available and go to jury duty and do your duty, guess what? You'll see how the system works and you'll see how it works or doesn't work, and you can be a part of it. Not necessarily to just vote a black person off because you believe that there's a disparity, but see the truth and see the cases that are presented and make up your own mind. Be a part of the system. You can't fix it from the outside. Matthew said that's a different conversation because we aren't talking about sentencing and you're talking about freeing a man from his sentence. And what I'm saying as a whole is we seem to only want to follow the Constitution and be exacting with people we don't like and be free with people that we know. Well, we like you, so you should get off. Who's the black actress that got arrested in Hollywood for drunk driving? But yet, nobody bashed, oh, that's terrible. And everybody just, we've had comedians. What's the female comedian that got arrested in Hollywood for drunk driving? That's dangerous. You could kill somebody. Some of them got in accidents, but, because we like them. But if we don't like them, like Diddy, ooh, I think we should follow the letter of the law. How convenient. That's very convenient. It is. It's very convenient.